good evening and welcome to another episode of the Evening Almanac with comedian Jamie Jackson. I'm getting sick of saying that. Are you getting sick of listening to it? Are you? Then why are you tuning in, huh? No, that was a joke. I'm trying to write jokes at the moment, but I can't do it. I keep on waking up at night and thinking about comedy and then thinking about the format of jokes. It's really weird. I get like a kind of 3 a.m. clarity and I thought to myself, I'm going to start making a list of funny words. And I can't remember what they were, but one of them was Kit Kat. Kit Kat's quite a funny word, isn't it? I think sometimes jokes are like, I was going to say chess, but they're not. They're more like an equation. I know nothing about maths, so why the hell am I talking about an equation? But it's like, you want to strip away as much as possible and just get to the meat of it. What are you actually trying to say? So, you know, like E equals MC squared was actually, and again, I don't know what I'm talking about, I'm making this up on the spot. Like, there was like a giant amount of work behind that, and it all whittled down to E equals MC squared. And that's, Einstein was able to get to that point of simplification by having all of this craziness beforehand all funneled down into it. And then and he's like, here is the rule of relativity, and it's this. And I think that's what you're doing with jokes, but on a much more important level. Because is relativity that important? Probably not. Are jokes important? Yes, they are, mate. Yeah, they keep the world going around, don't they? I mean, so does relativity, like in an actual, literal sense. Never mind. The point here is, I keep on thinking about jokes at night. It's really weird. And of course, I've forgotten about some of them now. But I've got a WhatsApp group with a couple of comedian mates. And we ping each other jokes all the time. And then toppers are suggested and things like that. But what I would find is, unless somebody points something out to me, like a kind of flaw in what I'm saying, a lot of the time, I don't like other people's suggestions. I like to kind of get there myself. And a really good way of getting there is dog walking. You don't need a dog to do this. But if you go for a dog walk without one, it's a bit weird, mate. But you can just go for a long walk by yourself. And there's something about moving. Movement is medicine. It stimulates your brain. And then you start thinking of things. After about half an hour of walking, You're working on a kind of different level. You're working on a different plane. And then what I'll do is I'll record it. Sometimes I use this podcast as well and come up with things that way. But what I will say is I have been listening to that comedian's podcast, I'm Quitting Alcohol by David Boyle. I'm listening to his podcast and he's in Edinburgh at the moment. I've also been following some of my mates who are in Edinburgh at the moment who are incredibly bravely doing whole hour shows and then seeing what happens, and they're giving updates on their audience numbers each night and how it went, and reviewing their own kind of show and performance. And this is great. So since being in Edinburgh in July for that stag do, so I now understand how Edinburgh works, what it, you know, how everything kind of hangs together and connects in terms of geographically, and now also kind of listening to people talk about their shows and how it works and how people fly and how the rooms are booked and how to get people in and bucket speeches and all of that, I'm like, right, it's an insight into Edinburgh. And I think I'm basically really jealous that people are in Edinburgh and I'm not. And this has made me go, right, I'm going to really try to get to Edinburgh next year. Maybe do a split show with somebody, something like that. I think what I might do is a few podcasts. This is me just completely now talking out my arse. But a good way to do it is to do a few podcasts with comedians who've been to Edinburgh and say, what is your Edinburgh experience? Can you talk me through it? And from that, think about booking my own show. And I don't know whether I want to do an hour. I don't think I necessarily have got an hour. I probably have got an hour of material, but that would be using up everything I've done in the last 4 years. And I don't think it's good enough. But I actually think, my God, get on with this fucking drivel that I'm talking. I think maybe doing a split show or something with somebody would be great. I don't know. I don't even know if a split show works, because would people want to go to a split show? I suppose they would. Who fucking knows? But it's made me just go, ah, I don't like missing out. I don't like seeing other people doing Edinburgh and I'm not. So I'm taking this year as my kind of learning how Edinburgh works thing by listening to other people's podcasts and reading their Facebook posts and seeing what happens. And then maybe that gives me a good target for next year. What I've done here is I've called out my own bullshit. Am I going to do Edinburgh next year? It scares the fuck out of me. But then again, stand-up scared the fuck out of me and still does. But you've got to do these things. You've got to fucking do these things, ain't ya? Ain't ya, mate? All right, this has been the Evening Almanac, even though I'm recording it in the morning. I will see you on the next pod.